Wheat Quality Tour 2018 coming into its final day. I'm Clay Patton on the Rural Radio Network. I'm talking with Dave Green, Executive Vice President of the Kansas Wheat Quality Council. And Dave, talk to us about how day two of the trip went and what's going to happen here on the final day of the Wheat Tour.
Well, day two went okay for most of us, but we did have a lot of groups get caught in the hail and the thunderstorms that were out there yesterday afternoon. So it ended kind of hectically, but day two, we covered all the ground between Colby, Kansas, and back to Wichita, some routes via Oklahoma, some routes well into the southwest. And so the 21 cars that we sent out had a good chance to look at wheat that was in a little tougher shape than it was the first day.
And freeze damage, you said on day one there wasn't a lot of freeze damage, just where the wheat was in its current stage of development. Was there more freeze damage the further south you went?
There was some, but and some of the people were saying, you know, some of the heads looked like, you know, maybe 1 or 2% of the heads were white. So there was signs of the freeze damage, but like we've been saying most of the time, I don't think that's the real story of the tour. I think the story is that the wheat is late and short, and it's been very dry.
That again, Dave Green, Executive Vice President of the Kansas Wheat Quality Council. Dave, thank you for talking to us throughout the tour, bringing us this updated information as we continue. Safe travels on the final day, and keep listening to the Rural Radio Network for more from the 2018 Kansas Wheat Quality Council Tour.